This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
You and your math.
Because that's what 110 is.
It's over 100, so.
This is coming from the guy that don't math.
Right?
Yeah, that's real suspect, I gotta say.
Jesse got his second wedding ring, though.
The fact that I don't math?
Yeah.
No. Math and cards. Do this in my head all the time. Like if I look at a deck of cards, my mind automatically thinks that that deck of cards is constantly shuffling itself all the time until you flip it over.
Yeah.
And then you show, no, this one's a four, but everything else is still fucking going.
Schrodinger's cards.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So my hit points.
That's why I hate fucking 72. Magic tricks with cards. I was like,
all right, so
you are a fucking demon.
Hit points.
Oh, casting. It's been updated.
Hit points.
Yes.
Yeah, hit points.
Hold on, hold on.
Dave's
hold
doing on, hold stuff on. With hit points.
Hit points. So I, right, there we go. I let you guys level up offline. I decided you guys, you hit a threshold, I guess.
Worked very hard and deserved it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about hard or deserve, but.
What was her CR? And all the other creatures with her.
I think Dave was thinking more along the lines of not that we had deserved it, but he wanted to be able to use more powerful beasts to kill us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole.
And with a level up, you don't heal all the way back up. Like you're still stuck at your hit points.
Right.
You just have an increase in your max, right?
Yeah. So,
well, we should increase your max and your current and your max should go up the amount that you go up with the level.
So,
but you don't go up to full.
Usually you guys just take the average, right? Or whatever.
I usually roll because I'm crazy like that.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to roll off.
Oh,
a roll off. So here's how.
There's going to be an upside and a downside.
Upside?
Somebody's going to get the highest and somebody's going to get the lowest.
And a downside, right? So you'll roll off against me. I'll roll whatever your hit point jobby is. Highest one wins. That's what you get. Okay.
So if
what's the downside, Dave?
I'm rolling a D6 and I roll a 2, but you roll a 6, then I get a 6.
Right?
Okay.
Downside. Huh? Downside is,
however,
if we match, we re-roll and do that, right? So, in theory, I could roll a 1 and you could roll a 2, and that would be your hit points. Okay. But at the same time, I mean, I could roll a 6 and you could roll a 1 and you get 6 hit points, right? Going off the base D6 if you're going that way, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
Basically, rolling with advantage.
You're rolling kind with advantage, but if we match, we re-roll.
And if we re-roll, we take the lowest, or we still take the highest.
Okay.
Oh shit! There's no downside.
There's no. Well, I mean, the The downside is you could take you're not taking the you're not taking the base, right? So average. So you could take you know, you could only get 3 hit points, but at the same time you could also get perchance a max. Six.
God damn it, you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Dave is the bad mage.
I don't want to use the fucking the dungeon or the roll 20 fucking dice roller because it is so bad.
I mean, you can still roll your dice. I mean, just be.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want it. That's I want it to be.
You
wanted
to be on the thing, eh? You want to see the results.
Well, you can just you'd show your roll to the camera,
right?
Oh, I can't do that. I'd have to like tilt.
I'm not.
I ain't
like,
pick up your dice.
I mean, obviously, I trust you guys on your dice rolls. So.
That's foolish.
That was his first mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, with all the nat 20s, Raph got that one game.
Yeah, but
I feel like
hey, man, that's that dice. Don't fucking blame me.
Too terrible to lie.
My rolls are too bad to have lied.
But that's
accurate.
Well, I don't know.
That's,
you're a sucker for punishment. That's what I'm offering you guys. Well, I want to roll on the thing because you're recording this, aren't you?
I
so you want people to be able to see what's. Yeah, like no, yeah. Do they see your roll 20 chatter?
No, I don't have the roll 20 chat up, but I think the dice pop up onto the jobby there. So,
if you roll it, oh no, you gotta set that, don't you? Where's that setting?
Pretty sure they show up.
Dice options. Enable 3D dice.
And it's just our hit dice. So, like, I mean, if my hit dice is D6,
this is just a test roll.
D6.
Yeah, if your hit dice is a D6, you roll a D6.
This is a test
of the emergency broadcast system.
Did it show up on your screen?
It did. It showed up as a 5.
I didn't see it on mine.
Mine's just gone kind of gray. Click and drag to roll the dice.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
Good thing that was just a test.
Oh, shit. We're right back out at the tree. Is that where we're at again?
I think he's got us on the wrong map.
No, I got you inside the.
Yeah, you've got the players tab is on the old map, Dave.
I got you inside the whatever.
No, you don't.
No, we're in the forest by the tree outside the building where the griffin got me.
The runner rat went for flight lessons.
Yoink. Go look in the bottom left corner.
Oh, shit. Yes, that's right.
Bottom left corner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Blurp. That's where we were. Basically, it's the old Zorp and Florp.
No, we Zorp and Florped already. That's no more. So that's where I got you guys. So if you want to do that, we'll roll off your stats. If you're willing to take those chances, or you just go with the stupid mean average, whatever.
I'll roll.
All right.
Yeah, 100%. Let's do it.
All right, so let's do this in should we roll initiative, see who goes first, or by the screen, by the camera.
Let's go by the camera. So I guess I would start with Chase, but she left. So, Raph. what are you rolling for? Oh, here comes Chase. No, there she goes.
I'll wait for Chase then.
Maybe.
Zoop. Was that in?
Oh, Chase.
I can hear. I left my blanket on the coffee table and I got cold little feet.
Oh, your little beans.
Oh, beans.
Oh, no. So what are you willing to do this roll off there, Chase?
Okay, so I don't
How does know. It work?
You're basically getting to roll with advantage, Chase. There's, and somebody else is rolling, so you've got an even better shot.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, you could roll your dice, or you could roll ruler.
Does this mean that I have to like revert the changes that I just made on my character sheet?
Well, I mean, you added a mean hit point or average hit point, so that's easy enough to figure out, right?
Fair enough. Okay.
So what do you roll?
Pulling up roll 20. Give me 2 seconds. Put,
what's your hit dice?
She's a bard, so it should be a D8.
Silly me. D8 plus 0.
Chase, we can't hear you. There's a TV or something going in the background. It's real loud.
D8 plus 0. All right. Let's roll off. And if we match, we re-roll. That's just...
That's
it.
D8 plus 0. Sorry.
Just roll a D8.
Yeah, and you don't have to roll it in roll 20 there, Chase. You can, like, physically roll like a die. If you want to. It's you.
What do you want to do?
Okay. I figured I'd just roll on roll 20, but I can roll with dice.
It's up to you. Dice. I don't care.
Yeah.
Make me make my own choices for myself.
Oh, my goodness. It's horrible.
Too many decisions.
No.
The patriarchy.
A six.
Hey.
That's good. I rolled a 3.
So Chase gets a 6
plus her constitution, which apparently is 0.
Yeah. I got more on my effort.
Yeah. Harumph.
Hello.
What are you at? You're a D10, aren't you?
1D8.
Oh, D8. No. All right. D8. Are you going to roll online or are you going to roll? Ooh, a 7. 7 is nice. What do I got here? I'll roll. A one.
7 plus my con.
7
mod.
Plus all right. Your con. That's mod. Pretty good. Ranarat, what do you get to roll as a, what are you?
I'm a D6.
D6 sorcerer?
D6. Yep. And mine is a 4.
And I got a 4. Reroll.
Oh, really? You guys gotta roll off again.
Uh oh. That's all right. That's the highest.
I got a 6.
And nice. I got a 1.
Oh, what happens? I was supposed to say, what happens if you both get the max?
We reroll.
Oh.
And then it doubles and I get 12.
I was going to say, that's what it should be. Is.
So, Corey rolls a D6 as well, right?
Yep. I can roll a physical die. Ooh, a four.
I also got a 4.
Fuck.
All right.
Okay.
Doing it again.
A 5.
1. Oh, roll a lot of ones, man.
Ah, taking a five.
Taking a 5. So you guys go up to level 9. Now, you really don't get a lot of, just taking a quick peek here. You really don't get anything much for level 9, do you?
I disagree. That gave me another third level spell slot, another fourth level spell slot and a fifth level spell slot.
But we don't get it until we actually get
it. No, you get the spell slot. You don't get the spells.
All right, so you got two extra spells then.
Which that literally increased my spell capacity 200% right now.
And have you picked some additional spells you think you're going to go with? Or I mean, as a cleric, pretty well.
I get them all, and I just have to pick day to day.
Any idea what you're looking at for your fifth level spell?
Are you talking to other people? Because I get all the spells.
I'm talking to you. What do you think your first little jaunt at fifth level?
Are you gonna pick? Oh well, I told Morley that. Because of the fifth level, then I get greater restoration. And I was like, hey, we should go back up a level if we could to see that chick who's nuts and see if that works on healing her. Because that covers just about everything for her.
Yeah, she got pulled out, though, didn't she? Like, she went to that fucking port.
No, I think she was still sticking around there, wasn't she?
No, we attached her to somebody else, and then they said that they were going to take her to the last place that she remembered her lover at.
Lava.
lover, husband? I can't remember what our...
He's the lover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you, Chase? You got a fifth level spell as well.
So I got rid of Crown of Madness. And Smart. I replaced Smart. That with, because Raph says I need more things that hurt people. Replaced it with Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave. Nice.
I took on for my fifth level that I got, Modify Memory.
Modify Memory. What does that do?
Make me read things. Well, you attempt to reshape another creature's memories. One creature that you can see must make a wisdom saving throw. If you're fighting the creature, it has advantage on the saving throw. On a failed save, the target becomes charmed by you for the duration. The charmed target is incapacitated and unaware of its surroundings. Though it can still hear you, it takes any damage targeted by another spell. The spell ends.
Modify memory. Nice. No, that's what, and your, I believe your Song of the Rest goes up to a D8.
Does it?
What did you take there, bro? For your fifth level?
Buddy, I got good ones. So for my fourth. Right?
Oh, because you get an extra four?
I took, yep. For my fourth, I took, Vitrolic Sphere. Which is it's an acid bomb basically that goes off, but once it goes off and it sticks to people, they still continue to take damage. So that's gonna be awesome. And sticking with that theory, for my fifth level, I took Immolation. Yeah. So that one, I can set a person on fire at 90 feet. And then until they like put the flames out, they just keep burning. So I can fuck off and I can run around. I can do like some other shit. And this one just keeps going until they save or die. Yeah. Or a minute expires. Still though, like burning for a fucking minute.
That's a fair bit.
Yep. And fire, because, you know, it's kind of Corey's thing. In terms of like,
yes, she sets herself on fire quite a lot. Quite a lot. And Ranarat, I guess you get a fourth and a fifth as well.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of still sorting out that.
Yeah.
But we have similar spell levels, right, bro?
Yeah, our spell levels are the same.
Okay. So we had been talking about banishment, and I don't know if it would work.
For which?
In the Dungeon of the Mad Mage. I don't think that it would allow you to like banish somebody to another plane, even for a brief instant.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You attempt to send one creature that you can see within range to another plane of existence. They must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished. If the target is native to the plane of existence you're on, you banish the target to a harmless demiplane. While there, the target is incapacitated. The target remains there until the spell ends, at which point the target reappears in the space it left or the nearest unoccupied space. If the target is native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, popping noise goes to its home plane. If the spell ends before 1 minute has passed, the target reappears in the space left or in the nearest unoccupied.
Now, for Ranarat, greater invisibility might be a real fucking...
Yeah, I was looking at that one, too.
Greater invisibility.
Or polymorph, right? Polymorph could be interesting too, but
got polymorph. I haven't really been using it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
But
polymorph would work well with like a big baddie, and then you can like, or a turtle dove. And then fucking not hit them.
Polymorph.
It only lasts. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't last super, super long.
It is. What is that so long?
Polymorph is an hour.
Concentration up to an hour. Transformation lasts for the duration until the target drops to 0 hit points or dies. The new form can be any beast whose challenge rating is equal or less to the target's or the target's level if it doesn't have a challenge rating. So what save is that?
No save, Dave. You just instantly get turned into a chipmunk titmouse.
What? No, it's got to be a save.
Pancake beaver.
I don't think there is, if I remember. Is this polymorph? No, there's no save, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but it does say save or transformed into beast.
Oh, yes. An unwilling creature must make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah. Wisdom save. That's right at the top there. There is one spell, I can't remember what it is, but you don't get to make a save. It just...
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Our word kill.
No, well, that's a little different. That's, if you ain't got the hit points, you die. Right.
You're fucked.
Yep.
Right? Cool. Ninth level, exciting. Exciting.
So which ones did you pick then, Matt?
I'm still in the process of sorting it out. So nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Nothing. He sees nothing. He hears nothing.
Yeah. I was also looking at possibly Conjure Vrock.
Conjure Vrock. The demon.
Vrock.
Yeah.
That'd be exciting. All right. So when we left off last time, you had defeated Willow. Before the final death blow fell, she threw this bulb or egg on the ground, which seemed to have summoned a Hallister, wrapping her in his arms. He proceeded to leave with her, leaving you now in the, I guess, remains or Willow's tower.
Loot and scoot.
We need to find some power items here because we still got a green dragon and we haven't seen that bat colony. Werebat colony, and I'm a little concerned about that. So,
you haven't. You were going
those
to
guys
go
owe us so, like a shoe or something.
You were going to go deal with this bat colony, and then the troubles began.
Harumph is immediately going to start tapping walls.
All right, you're just going to tap walls, or are you going to actually do a check?
Well, I'm moving towards. Well, yeah, I'm totally doing a check, but he's immediately gone to fucking tapping walls and, along the, what is that, west wall, fucking towards the throne.
All right, roll me a perception check.
Perception. Where is my dice? Let's go with you. There's light on in here. Jesus, I can't see shit. That's a 14 plus, you said perception? Plus four, so 18.
You find no 18. Hidden walls.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move in behind the throne then. Anybody else want to start tapping and looking? Somebody's got a high perception, that'd be great.
I mean, a high perception?
Fucking.
Are you all high?
I have the ability to perceive, but can I perceive well?
Right?
Can I get a little help here?
I will look around.
Oh, shit. I'm going to guidance myself.
Oh, yeah? Ooh,
only shit. Not so subtly, like, giving cantrip. Weird side eyes to our buddy.
Add a D4 to my fucking... Walls.
Okay. Tori's going to perception. She got a 18 plus plus 3, so it's a 21.
21. And where are you perceiving?
Where are you looking?
I am...
the center of the room right now, basically.
I have a unique perspective in that I am upside down, David.
On the rough?
Yep. Just looking at shit, you know. But I can also see things from a different angle.
Light is hitting things differently.
Yeah, you use a lot of fucking words, but you didn't say anything.
I'm going to be upside down, like Spider-Man, like Tobey Maguire, just standing there.
Okay.
Like, you guys are upside down.
Okay, but that doesn't...
What?
And I'm going to start walking around the edges.
All right, so where do you want to proceed?
I want to start looking at all the walls. Seeing if there's anything that looks like it, like a depression or like a brick that sticks out a little too far or doesn't stick out enough.
So you see nothing over there. Nothing pops out from where you are there. Now, I will remind you, there is a door to the north. Right there. But
I'm gonna go over to the door. Are there any like runes or anything written around the door's edge? Okay. Butts and farts and toots.
Renrat, do you have super goblin eyes for finding shit?
I don't believe so.
Right. What's this thing over there that Harumph is taking a look at?
Where the throne.
It's the throne.
Oh, well, a throne. All right.
And if you want, you can roll me a perception check on the throne if you want. If you're still looking for things.
I'm going to check 17. Behind. Well, he's, I guess Corey just hit 17? 17.
Yeah. We're 17 checking on the throne. Throne?
Behind the throne, I rolled a 17. I got a plus 2 plus my perception plus 4. So 6 plus 17. So 23 for behind 23. The throne.
You don't notice anything behind the throne, but on the throne, kind of by one of the arms, is a golden key.
I will toss the key to Renrat.
I totally saw that.
Key tossed to Renrat. Anybody else want to do some looky-loos, searchy-search, or...
Chitauri, you going to get in here with your bardy eyes?
Look at a different wall, Harumph, or are you going to...
Chitauri's going to look at the walls and stuff. Is there any, like, paintings or carvings or anything like that that are depicting, like, some sort of story or motif or something?
Okay, so... So, so on this wall here, there is a fresco. Fresco?
Yeah. Fresco, yeah.
that depicts skirmishes between surface elves and drow, culminating in an epic showdown with Loth in the demon web pits. The wall below the throne is carved with frescoes depicting exchanges of gifts between dwarves and elves.
So there's a table?
I was going to say, my roll 20 has me not at the tower. Anyone else?
No, you got to go to the bottom left.
Well, there's two of me.
Yes, there's two of you.
Alternate reality.
I thought I had scrolled all the way out. Leave me alone. Okay. There's no like noticeable buttons or anything like that.
Which wall you want to look at?
Fresco.
The one with the skirmish portrait.
All right, roll me perception.
Fresco. You know, I rolled a 12 with my plus 3 to perception. That's a 15.
Okay.
So that's not terrible.
Not terrible. No. But it depicts no, there doesn't seem to be any switch or button or anything like that.
Okay.
Great.
Corey's going to make her way to the southern wall. Making her way to the southern wall there. I'll do another perceptione. It's only a 13.
Okay. It's, I mean, well carved, but there appears to be no, what's it?
Am I finding any, like, cobwebs? Is there any, like, dirt up
here? Well, yes. This throne room is already, like, it's filled with, dead leaves and twigs cover the dusty floor, so it's, you know, it's not like well swept or maintained, you know, kind of nature-y.
I'm just gonna like throw a bunch of shade at her about all of that. I'll be like, ah, obviously she doesn't care for her possessions. This is what happens when you can't afford help.
She had a lot of help.
I mean, she had a lot of fucking help getting the hell out of here. But apparently the fucking druid woman, she wasn't able to lift a finger and do her own goddamn dusting. I mean, holy shit. Like, there's cobwebs up here older than I am.
She basically had animal slaves, did she not?
I mean, at the end.
How well does a bear clean?
Right?
What do you guys want to do?
Okay, so golden key.
Renarad has it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got to update
Renarad, are you looking for keyholes?
All right.
I'm currently just putting it in my bag of holding. Golden key.
Golden key.
From Willow's throne room. So we know where the fuck it came from again. You know, 30 sessions from now when we're like, oh, we found this keyhole.
Possibly.
So I decided on my spell. I took insect plague.
Insect plague. Fun.
Ooh, oh jeez.
Fun. That should should prove to be entertaining.
Entertaining. Yeah.
What do you guys want to do?
Okay, so we've looked this place up top.
Well, kind of, but we got a key. Around. So, can we look for a keyhole? Like, does it look like a regular key, Dave? Or does it have got like a weird shape? Is it like?
It looks like a regular key, a regular golden key, a key made out of gold. I mean, it's about maybe that big, a couple inches. Looks like it fits in a lock.
It's in a lock. Is the only thing, like, is that the only wall that's got a painting on it?
So.
Or is there, are all the walls decorated and it's just this one's behind the throne?
The wall north of the throne has the fresco of the battle.
Okay.
And the wall to the south of the throne has the fresco of the gift giving between elves and dwarves.
Gift giving, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, we know there's a staircase going up, right? That's over by Jatari there.
What?
Over here?
That's a doorway.
Oh, well, I thought you said there was a staircase we could see.
No, doorway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go over and listen at the doorway for anything. Do you want a perception check?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there not Spicy Cat that's still in the other room?
No, it booked out the other door.
Spicy Cat, like, fucked up.
I rolled a 3, so that's a 7 for perception for hearing things.
You hear nothing.
I think I hear everything. Sounds clear to me.
The crunching of leaves under everybody's feet.
Is there a lock that has to be used, or is it just open doors? All right, I can open the doors.
Great. Yeah, open the doors. All right. So I'll get you guys. Give me a second here.
Everybody duck.
Everybody duck.
Goose.
There. There's a set of stairs. Open the door. And you find a set of stairs leading up.
Set of stairs leading up. Yeah. Okay. There was a staircase.
Yes. But I wouldn't admit that because you hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. It's a good thing we didn't fight her on the staircase, because if she had the higher ground.
Anakin learned that the hard way. Cost him two legs and an arm.
Right?
All right, I'm going to start, well, Haram's creeping up the stairs. Let's go check upstairs.
All right, you go check upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, Corey's going to, like, come down from the ceiling.
Is everybody going up the stairs?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Where's Matt?
I'm working on it.
Well, I think he's just going to change the maps here.
Right? Ish.
Is there another spot on the map that this map exists, or?
Yes. Just give me a second here. All right. So I'll just get you guys to scroll up a little bit. You'll find yourself in your new...
I mean, that's one way to do it. That's great. All right. Harum's going to slowly move forward.
All right.
What are we seeing?
All right. So this flight of stairs comes up to the next floor. You seem to be in an empty room, except for frescoes on the walls depicting an elven forest kingdom. And there is a door there.
There is a door
here.
Yeah, just above that.
Yeah, the flat edge. Okay. And this is a wall here.
That's a wall.
Okay. Well, we're just going to move over to the door. And does it have a keyhole? Okay. He's going to listen at the door. Well, actually, you know what? Ranaret, I think, has got better ears than me. Ranaret, come here and listen with your ears.
All right.
My goblin ears?
As opposed to other things.
All right. There.
Over here, buddy. Over here.
What do I hear?
What do you hear? What'd you roll?
What is it? Perception?
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna add
16.
Add a d4.
16 plus 3,
19. 19. You don't hear anything.
Nice.
All right. Harum's gonna tell Renarant to step around the corner and hide, and he's gonna slowly open the door. All
right. You slowly open the door.
Boom.
Basically, what you see is. It's a room.
I never would have guessed there's a room behind a floor door.
And Corey cheat, because actually she was walking on a ceiling that didn't exist, because it's actually a balcony to the throne room below.
Oh, so I was even higher up. Oh, shit.
So we could have been like way, way higher then.
But we also could have been deader. So
yeah.
I'll take the win.
Right. So yeah, just seems to open up into a balcony around the whatever, and you can see that there's a door on the far west wall down there.
I don't know. No, I don't think she'd trap this thing. So I'm going to wander around the balcony, tapping walls along the way. Do you want a perception check for each of the walls?
Just roll me one for now.
Just one? Well, I'm guiding myself again. I got a one with the guidance. 13, 14, plus 18. 4,
18. This seems like solid tower wall.
Okay. Tap, tap, tapping along.
Happy tap, tap.
Happy tap, tapping. You guys coming or are you just...
Just hanging.
Yeah.
Does this door have a keyhole? Okay.
Chitari's gonna
Chitari.
Be the acoustics of this room.
Very acoustic-y.
Balconies are basically stages, right?
Chitari, you got fancy ears. Come listen at this door and see if there's anything behind it going to surprise us.
Okay. Chitari listens.
Roll me a perception check.
Rolls a 15. Nope. 16.
16.
Do you have a plus?
Well, I rolled a 3 and I have a plus 3, so 16.
Rolled
it. Huh? 13 plus 3, 16. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, you.
There's a 1 there.
That was more than math for a second there. The 1.
All right. Okay, so you hear nothing.
All right.
Oh, wow. Can I open the door slowly? Slowly.
Slowly? Yep.
Slowly.
You open the door slowly. Find in here. What do you see in here?
Oh,
staircase. Great question. What do I
see? So this is large-ish room, I guess. The walls are covered with frescoes that depict elves in cloud chariots pulled by fiery horses coursing through the starry skies. And then you could see in the northwest corner is a stone spiral staircase.
Somebody is like really into elves.
You mean the elf that lived here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we got. The staircase goes up and down.
Staircase goes up and down.
Oh. Down. But we just came from down, and there was nothing else there.
Oh, that's true. Good eye. Good ear.
Good eye ear, right?
that's curious. I'll announce that to the party as well.
Right, and I believe there's also, there's also a door in the bottom southeast corner of this room.
Sorry,
there's a door at the bottom southeast corner. So, like, basically, as you come in, there's just a door below you as you come into this room.
Door
yeah.
here, right? Oh, sorry, right
there.
There. Got it. Okay. Where the hell did Rumpf go?
You said you wanted to go down, right? I wanted to Chitari.
Oh, same. I'll take the exploration for the down of the spiral staircase.
So you're gonna go down?
Down.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
I'm just gonna scroll down. Not that it means much, but
is we going down?
You scroll your map down again.
I see it right, coming up.
There you go.
There we go.
Find basically
secret tunnel.
Oh, see?
Stairwell.
Through the mountain.
What's in here, Dave?
It's just anything cool? Nothing really. It's just a room that seems to hold the staircase, and you can notice more the outline of the secret door that's along the west wall there, or east wall.
The east wall over here.
I Let me.
Or this over here. Some magic drawing. Right. Oh, okay. All right. Well, if there's one there, I'm just going to go and open that. Can we open it from the side? Open that bad boy up.
All right. You open that bad boy up.
And so the frescoes were on the inside, like, rim of this around the throne?
Yeah, they're on the wall, the outside wall of this throne. So that was the fresco of the gift giving.
Oh, so this is right in the fresco.
What do you mean? Like, yeah, well, as you open so the door, on. Like, at the wall, the whole wall, the fresco kind of opens with it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But now, I want to check this wall over here.
Roll me a perception.
Okay. And I'm guiding myself again. Three for guidance. 13 for fucking the roll, and plus 4. So 16 plus 4 is 20. A dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Oh, it's a dirty 20.
Yeah, you notice 20. That there is an outline of yet another secret door along that wall.
I'm going to start probing for something that will allow me
to open it. Yeah, you find the switch that kind of lets it pop open.
Like a drowsed dingus or what?
it's a switch.
Well, I mean, neighbor, he's got some Viagra. I'll pull the switch and
open it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you find another room in here. Obviously.
Is there anything in here? It looks like there's that just flavored table.
Yeah, an ornately carved stone table in the middle of the room has several dust-covered objects resting on it. Leaning against the table is a wooden staff with silver tips draped in cobwebs.
Just the staff is dusty or everything's dusty?
Actually, it's not. You see footprints leading in and out.
Okay, I'm going to blow whatever dust is off and gingerly pick up and inspect everything.
So you clear away the dust. You can see that there is a scimitar. It looks silvered.
Ooh.
Pick it up.
I did already said I picked gingerly touching tips.
A leathered quiver containing 20 silvered arrows.
Oh.
And then
we got anti-wear stuff.
And the staff
here.
Leaning against the table is a silvered quarterstaff.
Oh.
You can see within the dust, it looked like there was a possible suit of armor of some sort that was on the table as well.
I'll shake the dust off. Oh,
it's not there, but you can see where the empty spot was. Yeah.
Oh, it's not there. Oh, she was wearing it.
Do you want me to put that stuff in the bag of holding there, Rat?
Well, I mean, if you don't have a weapon out, having that quarterstaff available would be good. And Chitauri, like, a bow with silvered arrows is never a terrible thing since we know that there are weird creatures around.
Right. So Corey, there's a silvered scimitar.
And there's a scimitar.
A 20 silvered arrows and a silvered quarterstaff.
Ranarat is going to take the silvered quarterstaff. Who's our most magic-y? Are you? You're pretty identify magic-y kind of thing. Do you want to?
I can't identify. I can detect.
Yeah, also.
So you need somebody with.
Yeah, I think I also have detect.
All right.
I've got detect have, like, magic.
A manifest or something around here.
A manifest. Or manifesto.
You're like a fucking inventory?
It's like a shipping manifest.
No.
Can I do a detect magic on all these items and see if there's any extra juice in them?
You can cast detect magic. Do you cast detect magic?
Okay, I will do so.
Can you do it as a ritual?
I don't believe sorcerers can. It does have an R beside it, but I don't know if I can do rituals.
You have ritual casting?
I can't.
You have to take, I believe.
Okay, then I do not.
I get a favorite. I get a
sorcerer.
I don't know what they can do for ritual spells. They have a, oh, sorcerers don't have a book, yeah. Do they?
Nope.
You might not be able
to. It's all just inherent.
Just in the brain.
Yep.
I've got a book, though, so I'll stop Ranarat before she blows the spell slot.
So, with the exception of warlock and sorcerers, full spell casting classes can cast ritual spells.
Wah, wah. Come here. All right, so
you want to see if this is any extra juice?
Nope.
Yeah, but it's going to take me.
I will go through. It's they're well crafted, but okay. There's no magic magic in them.
But they're silver. Silvered. Smacky smack.
Silver.
All right.
Right.
I'm going to tap around the walls here and see if there's anything
else. Roll me a perception check.
Perception. All right. So with my guidance, it's a 2. Fuck. I rolled a 4 plus. So 9.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Solid right. Fucking wall. I'm
going to wander back out and walk back over to where Chitauri and Corey are here and say, I'm going to pass the silvered scimitar to Chitauri.
Right.
This might be useful against certain creatures that don't like silver.
More useful than a
you can have it for your belt
sentient
as well.
Longsword of sharpness?
Yeah, I was going to say, have like a bunch of like hand weapons.
Have another one.
You're the
only person who can use a scimitar.
S-C-I-M?
S-C-I-M. Scimitar.
The big round curvy choppy thingy.
Well, I mean, I think you're thinking of a tulwar, but scimitar doesn't have to necessarily have such a large curve. It's kind of like a saber.
Scimitars have curves in my world.
Yeah, so do sabers. Mm-hmm.
This is like,
but
I guess silver is going to change something about it. Hey, I was going to say because like scimitars don't seem to have that great.
Yeah, they're not that great, but they have a ability if they're silver.
Mm-hmm. Against wear stuff.
Harumph, with his priest and cleric training that he doesn't remember, or where he got it at the very least, is going to mention the fact that this is effective against wear creatures or impure monsters do not like silver-edged weapons.
Oh.
All
right. So, like, werebats?
This feels an awful lot like something that Chitauri would know, though, because the tales of, you know, vampires and werewolves and yada, yada, yada would be really kind of the staple of the spooky story of the bard, I feel.
Hmm. Fair. Gotta think Chitauri's also just like the preschool teacher of bards, though.
Okay. So
how you just keep upselling your character.
So, I guess we're going back up the stairs to the next level. I'm going to move my page. And where's the next level we got to go to, Dave? Do you just keep going up?
Yeah, just go back to the one you were at there.
Yeah, we're
okay,
here.
Okay, so there's
we're keeping going up, right?
You're
not going
to check the door to the south there?
There's a door to the south?
I said.
Oh, there is a door to the south. Shit. Okay, yeah. Chitauri, you want to take another listen over here? Why is Ranarat out in the middle of that floor there? Looks like he's hanging off the fucking ledge. Whatever.
He's just hanging out.
Fixed it.
Oh, terrible.
Hanging out.
Hanging
out.
In this room.
Chitauri, check that door. Listen carefully.
Chitauri's just going to walk through the door.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
This door, right?
Yeah. No, it's step. Up one.
Didn't even knock. Didn't even knock.
This door? Walk through.
Okay.
Falls down a hole.
No. Okay, so you walk into this room. Broken staffs cover the dusty floor here. And a beam of light shines down on a narrow rectangular stone table in the middle of the room. On the table rests a wooden staff carved with floral motifs.
Cool. I'm not touching that. Somebody else can have it.
Oh, piece of candy. So,
are you still detecting the room? Are you still detecting magic?
It lasts for 10 minutes, I think.
Okay, so this staff does radiate magic.
Oh, is it? What kind of magic?
Just pick it up.
Well, Harumph's not hazing, so.
So Harumph picks it up. Well, can Harumph put it back down?
Harumph's looking around. You said there's a whole bunch of broken staffs around the room?
Yeah.
Can I take a closer look at those to see what kind of what's going on there?
It looks like
there a fight in here?
No. It looks like they were failed attempts. Kind of
failed attempts. Failed attempts at what?
Creating a staff.
Oh, she was building magic items. Oh, yeah. I'll pick that up. Renneret. Or Corey, you don't have anything. Corey.
Corey already has magical a staff, but Corey doesn't have a magic staff.
I don't fucking. So I can. This is magical, but I don't know. Do any of you guys have identify?
No.
I don't think any of us do.
Even the bard?
Chitauri?
Roll me an arcana check.
Arcana? All right.
Done.
Guidance.
Ooh.
Oh, stupid one.
I don't think I'm going to need it.
I'm going to need it because I rolled a one and a one. I rolled a one for my guidance and a one on the d20 for Arcana. But I've got a plus six, so it's an eight. Fuck.
The levels of the arcane powers of this staff are beyond your comprehension, Rump. Obviously, it is way too powerful, way too eldritch to wrap your simple little mind around.
Hey!
Right?
Corey.
I'm feeling attacked here.
With a natty? I'll give you a natty 20. Why not? Yeah. This is a staff of flowers.
What? Ooh.
Staff of flowers.
Yeah. Staff of flowers. The staff has 10 charges. While holding it, you can use an action to expend one charge from the staff and cause a flower to sprout from a part of the earth or soil within 5 feet of you. Or from the staff itself.
Okay.
Seriously? That's... Wow.
Hey man, it's not easy making magic items. You have any? Have you ever made a magic item? Huh? How many magic items have you made?
I know, but I've looted a few.
Right?
Does this particular staff, does it have a scent about it?
Sandalwood.
Sandalwood. Ooh. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
But. So that also being said, it is a staff. It does 1d6 bludgeoning. Mm-hmm. And for the purpose of attacks, if result, it is magical.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Right?
Although if a sorcerer is swinging a staff, we got troubles.
Well, I mean, there's some creatures that you need a magical weapon to hit, right?
You're not wrong. Well, you got a flower staff there, Corey, and you can smell pretty while you're blowing shit up.
Done. I am immediately going to grab said staff.
What is?
Expend.
It's just going to become
one slot.
It's a big incense
and
stick.
I'm going to make a purple, beautiful little flower on the top. It very exotic looking, and with a very pleasant. And powerful scent, mostly to like overwhelm the smell of like burning hair and char that I typically represent.
Real panther bits.
Gotta find out what kind of purple flowers there are.
60% of the time works every time.
I mean, you can't just create your own fucking flowers.
Why not?
That's not how it works. So there's lavender. Anemone, chrysanthemum, creeping phlox, heliotrope.
The tropical dragon.
Crocus.
There's a flower called a tropical dragon.
Ooh, I'll give you a fucking tropical dragon. It's not on my list of purple flowers. Butterfly bush, aster.
Butterfly bush.
Hyacinth. I don't know. I'm
putting it in the chat.
Not off.
Hyacinth?
Sure. I am not a flower guy or pronounced words guy. So,
a florist? Botanist?
Botanist, right? But yeah. Yeah, you can make a purple flower up here.
A flora and fauna connoisseur?
Lavender. And just have it kind of like wrap around like the staff top to bottom. Just kind of like.
Kinda a string of lavender?
Just
yeah. So what you guys want to do now?
Alright, so we found that. We still have to go upstairs though, right? I'm gonna check the back wall though, see if there's anything connected to that. Look for any like.
Roll me a perception check.
Any tappy taps on the wall? Hopefully I don't roll another fucking one on both. Well, that's not promising it started out that way. With the one on the fucking... that's a 10, 12, plus a 4, so 16. 16 perception. Nope.
Nothing pops out at you.
Okay. Well, and Haram's going to go back to the staircase and head up.
Head up.
Right, let's go check upstairs.
All right.
Right. Dave, did you say 1d6 bludgeoning?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's also versatile, so I guess 1d8 if you use both hands. All right, so you guys head upstairs. Like, if you'll just scroll north a little bit.
That one.
All right. All right. Okay, so you guys, are you going upstairs?
Little room, yes.
Yeah.
What?
All right.
What is this? Is this a door?
Give me a second here. Yeah, there are two doors. So, so you're standing, as you can see, there's two statues. Standing in alcoves to the north and south, facing one another, are green marble statues of 6-foot-tall, proud elf warriors, clutching shields and spears. Ooh. The shield of the northern statue features the pine tree, while an oak tree is emblazoned on the shield of the statue to the south. The walls are carved with frescoes of elves traveling through space aboard sleek wooden vessels with giant crystalline wings, visiting strange worlds and battling orcs and dragons in space.
Spelljammer. Right? Nice.
Jesus. So there is a door there. And there is a door there.
South and north of where Chitari is?
Yeah.
Hey, Chitari, check that door.
I knock and then I listen.
All right,
you knock.
Roll me perception. You're going for the door to the north, right?
The one that I'm standing in front of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Corey's going to cover the one to the south.
Ooh, boy, oh boy! How does a 12 do?
12 does great. Sounds like a door.
Great. Chitari opens the door.
Okay.
Opens the door.
This is what you see.
That looks like a lot of bones.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It does. It does look like a lot of bones.
Is this like the catacombs of Paris or something?
Yes.
So before I go into this room, can I let like molasses take like a little whiff and like gauge the response that's happening there?
It smells like, I guess, death. The walls and ceilings have been covered with humanoid bones and skulls in a decorative arrangement. And there are a few bare patches yet to be filled.
Ooh, nice. This is a sort of art that I do not understand. Shutari does not go in the room.
Rump's going to go in and just absolutely flabbergasted. Like, what are we estimating for, like,
scores?
Just going off of skulls.
Scores of adventurers, it appears.
Hmm. So we're not the only ones that apparently couldn't follow orders.
It's fair. It's fair. Rump's going to slowly walk the room. Any skulls that are close by, he will actually reach out and touch, and just, he's whispering a prayer that he's not even quite certain he knows. It's just kind of coming to him.
He's just mumbling like Mecca Lecca High.
Basically.
Mecca, yeah. Just kind of, it's overwhelming. Like the churches of Paris or whatever, those ossuaries, like, yes, that, this room, wall to fucking ceiling, and the ceiling itself is just covered in bones and skulls. And,
What is
now? Rump still has detect magic.
He does. I don't know if he'd want to. 10 minutes.
What is the whatever on that?
10 minutes. Looking for.
Where is it? 30 feet.
Where is it? I know I've got a spell for this.
All right.
Where is it? Where is the ceremony? There we are. And that's a ritual.
That is a ritual.
How long does it take? 1 hour.
Yeah.
Oof.
Shit.
Bless water, coming of age. Those aren't what I want to do. I could swear I had something that, like, there used to be a priest spell or a cleric spell that was, you basically sanctify ground.
It's still there. Let's go cleric spells. I think it's the first level. First.
Well, that's their ceremony, but it doesn't have that.
It is.
I don't think it's first level. Cantrip. Unless I don't have it. Is it a cantrip? No, there's no way it'd be a cantrip.
Not sanctuary.
Sanctify?
Yeah, it was like sanctify.
Someone's somewhere. I'm just looking through my spell list. I don't know if I'd have it right now. That's the problem, though. Yeah. Magic circle I've got, but that's different. Remove curse. I think that's going to help here. Fifth level. Hallow. No, that's your protection. Weird. Wonder what they did with it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think weird is a spell.
There's water weird, but that's weird. I don't see, like, I'm even looking at my higher levels.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to it?
I don't know.
Consecrate, I think it was called, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Ooh. Yeah. So many churchy sounding
noises. Yeah.
Right?
Consecration. That's not it. That's a different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. I mean, they used to be there.
You can use holy water too, I believe. And I think I have some. Hold on a second. Character sheet. Because I think I took some from that one place we were at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where is it? Do I have it? Oh, I do. I took 7 vials of holy water.
Hmm.
And I think it's in the DMG. One second, I gotta pull that up.
About holy water?
I'm not gonna lie. No, consecrating ground with holy water. Yeah, where is it? Where am I? I saw it.
Let's
control F in there. I can't control. Fuck. Hold on a second here.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I know there was something.
Corey's going to spend his time smelling her lavender.
Right?
Ah, desecrated ground.
Well, what would you like to do with this? Like, I don't even.
Oh, no. I found it. It's in the DMG, desecrated ground. Some cemeteries and catacombs are imbued with the unseen traces of ancient evil. An area of desecrated ground can be any size, and to detect evil and good, spell cast within range reveals its presence.
Right.
Undead standing on desecrated ground have advantage on all saving throws. A vial of holy water purifies a 10-foot square area of desecrated ground when sprinkled on it. And a hallow spell purifies desecrated ground within its area. Hallow? Ooh. Is that paladin? That's a paladin spell. Oh, and the clerics get it. That's ridiculous. Okay. But I do have holy water. So I'm going to... How big is this space?
Well, cleric gets a hallow spell.
Is it? What level is fucking hallow?
5th.
Well, fuck me. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Well, I don't have that spell right
kind
now.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm going to use my vials of... Who's your Madujit?
All right.
But how big is its space? 1, 2, 3, 4. In. You say 40 square feet because there's 5 foot squares.
I think these are 10 foot squares.
I thought you said there were 5.
It's an easy way to find out.
Okay.
Let's call it 20 feet across. Yeah.
So 40. So I'll have to use 4 vials of.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to use 4 of my 7 vials of holy water to slowly wander around and purify this area. If you guys want to check the other room while he's doing that, it's going to take me a little bit of time.
All right.
Just sanctifying it and hopefully sending these spirits to rest.
Resty spirits.
Not rusty, resty.
Eh. It all works out. Corey, you going to open the other door?
Absolutely.
Abso-smurfly, right? In there you find... What do we got here?
Significantly less bones.
Dust okay. and cobwebs fill this room. Set into the middle of the east wall is a stone arch enclosing a blank wall.
Stone arch.
The keystone and base stones of the arch each bear the graven image of an old man clutching a staff.
I'll shout out to the rest of the party. Hey, looks like I found the fucking way out of here again. You're welcome. And I'll pop in to take a look at it. Does the staff look anything like my new staff, minus the lavender?
That just seems to be an image of an old man clutching a staff.
Okay. an old man.
Old man.
Like bent over, kind of old, yeah, or like
Halliburton. Yes, kind of a bit of both.
Okay. Old man with staff. Okay, I'll call Rana Rat in.
Yep. What are we doing? Where am I going?
Come on into where Corey's at. We're going to check out this arch and do some perceptioning of it. Keystone has an image of an old man with a staff. Any runes, anything else?
Roll me a perception check.
Any spiders come out of the cobwebs that you're glomfering through?
No.
Glomfering. That I'm aware of.
Yes.
David, what does a 7 get?
Nothing.
Oh, well, great. I'll become very interested in the patterns of some of the cobwebs around me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And just like smelling my staff, I'll be like, oh, you know what? This really reminds me of home.
Really?
It's nice. Really nice. Yeah.
You see, there's a picture of a dude with a staff on it. What was he doing with the staff?
Not falling down because he's old.
Well,
not falling down because he's old. There you go.
This is like Gandalf outside of the fucking elven entrance there, or sorry, the dwarven entrance, fucking tapping around with it.
Old man clutching a staff.
Just an old man clutching a staff.
I don't know how much more to tell you that. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell me whether it's walking or whatever, but a graven image. Graven.
Well, you've got a staff, Corey. Do something. Mimic it. Do the same thing.
I'm going to do the same sort of thing. I'm going to hunch on it much the same way that the old man is, but more like walking. Like, I'm an old man. You are an old man.
Well, old woman.
And then I'll laugh at Ran Rat. I was like, hey, fuck it. Look at me. I'm Harumph over here. And I'll like walk around and like tap on the wall next to the arch. And I was like, looking for doorways.
So you tap what?
I tap around the arch and on the wall behind the arch, holding my staff and pretending to be an old man.
Did you find a secret door?
Knock, knock.
See, tapping does work.
So where do you tap specifically?
Right here. Right.
Okay.
Right there. Right in the middle of the arch. I'll be like,
argh. So you tap in the middle, like the wall? Okay.
Yeah. Like you know how the arch is like a doorway? I go to like the middle of that doorway where there's no doorway and it's just a wall. And I'll just tap on the wall inside of the arch.
Nothing happens.
Okay. And I keep tapping like all around the room, just beating this fucking joke like a dead horse.
You tap your way all around the room. Nothing happens.
Do I get a chuckle out of Ranarat?
I don't know.
Ish.
Ish? Like a snicker? Like a...
Yeah. Sure, I'll go with that. Portal.
Okay, I've won.
That enthusiasm, Matt.
I've won.
You have won. That's it. Yeah.
Well, has Harum finished in there?
Yeah. Yeah, you've sprinkled your holy water all around, said your prayers.
I do want to take a look at the walls again, because this woman seems just psychotic enough to put shit into bones or hide it stuff there.
All right, roll me.
So I'm looking for a keyhole or anything along the walls again.
Roll me a perception check.
And guidancing myself. Three. And
guidancing.
And a 19. So 22 plus 4. 26.
26. Yes, you do find a secret passage right actually where you're standing.
Oh.
Holy hot shit. What?
This corner there. There?
Right at the bottom there. North.
Here.
Right where.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I found something weird here. She's hiding stuff in the bones.
Do you open the door?
I'm waiting to see if they come back here. Anybody? Bueller?
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm just typing, but I'm on my way. Damn it. Totally pushed it way up there. Loop. Okay. Coming on over. And I'll tell Harumph about the joke I just made at his expense, pretending to be him, because there was an archway with a keystone image of an old man with a staff, and then I'll like reenact it for him, pretending to like knock on shit. Is there hidden passageways? And then he'll tell me that he actually found a hidden passageway, and I'll be like, oh shit. Yeah, when life imitates art.
Without using a staff. how big is this doorway? Like, is it like a, is it huge or is it like a hidden one, like a tiny little?
Regular size doorway.
Okay. I'm going to listen at it.
All right.
I'm not Chitauri. Just kick a door on.
Nothing was happening when doors were opening. And guess what? Nothing happened again.
Well,
right?
I rolled a 1 and a 1 again. Fucking. So that's a 1,000. That's a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Do I hear anything, DM? No? Okay. Well, Hrum's going to open the door.
Open the door. It opens to a nice large room here.
Was that? Oh.
What are those, right?
Those statues?
I don't know. They look statuey. I mean, this is a weird place, man, right? So.
I mean, death room.
Set in the floor is a 15-foot diameter stone device engraved with a multitude of images.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess I'll open or walk in here and... Do I get a better look at it if I come in the door?
Yeah, it looks like four frog statues and... weird circular device thingy.
I'm gonna approach the device thingy.
All right.
What's the decorations? What is it?
What does it look like?
A big circle.
so it's a. It looks like it has a circular center 9 feet in diameter, which are two concentric rings of stone. Its engravings depict birds, butterflies, fish, and small mammals encircling Willow's smiling visage. Each ring is 3 foot wide. The inner ring is engraved with images of plants and animals, weathering the change of seasons. The outer rings bear alternative engravings of the sun at various heights and the moon in all its phases.
Do they move?
Do you try to move it?
What, is there any kind of a marker? Like it went to night on us. Do I see any kind of a marker on the part that's depicting?
A fixture on the outer edge of the device seems to be used to line up the rings and indicate the present time of day and season.
And is it lined up
darkness
with
darkness and fucking winter?
Oh. I'm going to spin the thing to sun.
Right?
Fuck this cold shit.
As you do that, the four frogs spring to life. And attack.
Retro.
And we'll Retro. Figure that out.
Oh, shit.
Next week.
Ruh-roh. They're four what?
Yes.
Giant frogs?
Giant toads.
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid toads.
How big are these toads?
Large.
Shit.
Giants no. almost?
Yeah. Giants almost.
You
should have no problem with these. Yeah. And we'll figure that out next week.
Giant toads. Is this thing like the calendar for the year? Like she can...
I mean, it's her domain, right? She can probably shift shit.
Yeah, but if she's a druid and she likes nature, then she'd want the cycles to run naturally or normally, wouldn't she? Fucking...
Yeah, but in a manufactured environment, she probably had to do it. Manually.
Right.
Your I don't know if your earpiece is up, but
yeah.
There you go. In a manufactured environment, she probably had to do that manually.
Well, yeah, I mean, right? You're not wrong, but it still seems weird. Oh, whatever. Fuck. She's a fucking psycho. She's got a death room there fucking for showing off the bones of her fucking slain, so.
Those are old boyfriends. That way, they're always with me.
She was an elf. She's had a long life. Right? So, I mean.
All right.
But if that's the case, then thanks, Chitauri, for trying to feed me to the fucking machine there.
Right? Oh, man. I don't. Look, you just. All you had to do is keep your nose clean.
All we had to do.
All you
if
had.
If only to... we weren't constantly at war with that.
Yeah, I mean, just wander through, murder all the fucking werebats, and you would have been fine.
That's all we have to do.
Is there any windows? Have we seen any windows, Dave? Like, is this
no
windows at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we survive four giant toads fucking doing whatever they're going to do to us.
I mean, we survived bear.
We may need a rest.
You may need a rest. Right? And it's been a while, because it's only been about...
Brandon Rad is going to lay down and go to sleep.
It's only been about 2-3 hours since you guys woke up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that.
I've done things in 2 or 3 hours of waking up that have led me to be like, I need a nap.
Oh, you could easily go to sleep after 2-3 hours of being up, but you won't get the benefits of a long rest. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. Yeah.
What if we spin this dial a couple of times to make it like night, day, night, day, night, day? And we're like, it's been a couple of days already.
Yeah.
Time to sleep.
That seems fair to me.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Can we store long rests? Like, could I sleep for 24 hours and it counts as 3 long rests that I can just take?
No.
Bullshit.
During a short rest, that'd be bullshit. Glorious.
Right? I mean... That way, coma patients would just be pretty much immortal after they woke up.
Right?
Done
in one. But I know you all have fantastical Easter plans.
Things and stuff. This was my fantastical Easter plan.
Yeah, I got to go.
I like it.
Pick up my child and all that. So, yeah. We'll work this out, and next week we'll find out how you guys deal with the giant toad.
Four.
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four giant. Hey, did those statues come to life behind us too? Fuck.
The elves? No.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. He'll right? die to toads. We'll
never know. Okay. You guys have a good night. Good day. Good evening. Good weekend. Good Easter.
Sweet.
Good everything. And we'll see you all next week.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. So.